What I thought was impossible, I see my God do. He's been failed to believe, yet he's been faithful, faithful to me. When my heart looked away, the I could not pray, still my God, he was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me, even then, God was faithful. Every time I come back to him, he is waiting with open arms, and I see once again, he's been faithful. I see, though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet he's been faithful, faithful.
Something Scott and I have learned in just our 2 short years of marriage is we've actually experienced something together that has taught us this. I lost my grandmother shortly after our wedding, and then Scott shortly lost his, a little bit later, lost his grandpa, and I know Becky's just lost hers too. And boy, how vital our grandparents are in our life. And My Nana is the one who, at a very young age, taught me how to pray and taught me songs about Jesus. And in a pretty confused growing up life with divorced parents, that was my constant. And when I went to see her once a summer, we'd climb in bed each morning and read the Word, and those are precious memories to me. And she's the one who prayed through all of my life to grow up to be a godly woman, and I'm very thankful for that. My point and what we've learned is that we need you. We need the older generations. We need Del Delker. Max and Lucy have taken Scott and I in and been our family, as well as Jan and Warren Judd. And we need you. And it's easy to be a little bit afraid of, you know, like we are with teenagers right now and even some of the younger kids, because you think they're not interested. And we are. We need you. And we're thankful for the generations and the legacy that you guys carry and what you teach us, because we do watch you. And we are learning from you. So thank you.
I wondered so aimless my life fear would say it.
Oh, and I would let my dear Savior in.
Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night.
Praise the Lord, I saw.
Just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then, like a blind man, that God gave back his sight.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light.
A fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. So praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light. I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy.
We are so grateful for the ministries of a wonderful group that has traveled throughout the world. They produced more than 60 albums. Max and Lucy Mace had a great vision to communicate a living, vital Christ to people throughout the world and to do it through the ministry of music. Now, music has changed through the years, but we still love Max Mace. Let's bring on Max for a moment. Come on, guy.
I'm glad, Steve. I'm glad.
Max, you're celebrating your 30th anniversary. Reflect back for a little while.
30 years. You know, I can't believe it myself. I was just a kid the other day. 1971, out of Portland, Oregon, we started the Heritage Singers. Before that, we had a group called the Rose City Singers. But this is a special year for us, and we praise the Lord that we've been able to be here this long.
Something special that God's doing in your life right now during these days, in your life and in your family. What is it?
Well, Steve, many things. I'm having some grandkids.
Oh, man, that's good.
And that's pretty special. My son finally, after 37 years, got married. And
finally got him out of the house.
Dad had to help him find a girl, but we found one. And she's beautiful, from Brazil, and... I have a little granddaughter and a grandson, and that's the love of my life. You know, the other day, I have to tell you a little story. My grandson came into my office. He knows Grandpa loves popcorn, and he loves popcorn. He went into the microwave, popped the corn, came into my office, put it on my desk, pulled up a chair, and he says, "Grandpa, let's talk." Wow. So we had a good talk.
Max, bring out the quartet and share some more with us.
You know, I love quartet music. I couldn't get in the Herald, so I had to start my own. So come on up, guys.
Here we're gonna walk this road to glory, children. My Lord and I, yeah, we're gonna walk and tell the story, children. My Lord and I, when I come to the river white, blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children,
my Lord and I. We're gonna walk this road to glory, children, my Lord and I. Yeah, we're gonna walk and tell the story, children, my Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children,
my Lord and I. Well, we're gonna walk this road to glory, children, my Lord and I. Yeah, we're gonna walk and tell the story, children, my Lord and I. Rain or shine, snow or sleet, blessed Lord, guide my feet. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children,
my Lord and I.
Well, such is my consolation, my burden's out of my way. The Holy Spirit guides me as I travel day by day. When I pull into his station, I get my full supply.
Yeah, we're gonna walk this road to glory, my Lord and I. We're gonna walk and talk all the way to glory. Gonna walk and tell the blessed old story. Walk and talk all the way to glory, my Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
my Lord and I.
My Lord and I.
Well,
we're gonna walk and talk all the way to glory. Gonna walk and tell the blessed old story. Walk and talk all the way to glory, my Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory, my Lord and I.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I'm going to invite the best-looking part of the Heritage Singers to join us right now. Our ladies, come on up, girls. And we'd like to do a kind of a new song to us. We hope you enjoy it.
Amidst a hustling, clamoring world, it's sometimes hard to hear the voice of God speaking to my soul. But in my quiet time alone, when I approach His holy throne, His tender words fall gently on my ear.
He still speaks. I know.
So many who still doubt that God can speak today. They laugh and mock when we say we've heard from God. Yet the still small voice of God is heard above the doubters of this world. His timeless words ring out with hope today. What a beautiful song. I love that song, He Still Speaks. It's kind of new to us. And, you know, God is still speaking today to people all over the world. Amen. And I just hope that God's people are listening. You know, Faith First and Heritage Singers are kind of synonymous. We sing together. We're best friends. And I'd like to invite another couple of young ladies to come and join us right now as we make the Heritage Singers a little bit bigger as we sing a wonderful song. It's one of the favorite songs of the Heritage Singers called Champion of Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? I want to introduce to you, here in this corner, for the good and the right, stands a champion robed in white. and his height exceeds the heavens, and his weight, it outweighs the world. His reach reaches everywhere, his age is evermore. He is higher than the highest, he's greater than the great. No one could ever take his crown away, for he is more mighty than the mightiest. He reigns from above. Left his hometown to enter this arena, to raise his hands in victory for you and for me. Oh, but an angry crowd they crucified this king who wore the crown, and they gladly watched the champion go down. Oh, but I will never count him out, for I'm a witness of the day he rose to defend his title, the champion of love. He is higher than the highest, he is greater than the great. No one could ever take his crown away, for he is more mighty than the mightiest. He reigns from above. He is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one could ever take his crown away, for he is more mighty than the mightiest. He reigns from
for my life. preaching and preaching and preaching.
I'm gonna work on a building too.
Faith First has had so much response from our previous videos. We are so grateful for these young people who are just so gifted and talented. But there's been some additions and some neat things happening. Shaney, something wonderful happened. We want you to tell us about it. And then Andrea, you've added a Jeremy at your house. So tell us all about that, will you?
All right. Well, we have an addition to, I guess it's to the Judd family. And no, I didn't have a child or anything. I got married in December. He's a wonderful guy. I love him. He was just the godly man I've been waiting for.
And I finally had the baby, three videos later. October 12, 99, we had Jeremy Thomas Mark Judd. And he's 16 months old now, and I think y'all might be able to meet him later if you can't hear him. So he's just the joy of our lives without question.
Seasons may come and go, life passes quickly by. Constantly faced with change, come sunshine or winter snow. Though we may laugh or cry, Jesus, you stay the same.
Jesus, I will praise you if I'm resting or at war. Or if I'm poor, and Jesus, I will thank you if I'm suffering or at peace. For you and you alone, I live and reign.
People will come and go. To say goodbye. Sometimes I'll go through pain, but meanwhile my faith will grow with the ebb and flow of time. And still you remain the same.
Jesus, I will praise you if I'm resting or at war. And Jesus, I'll be grateful. from suffering, Lord, at peace. For you and you alone I live and breathe.
I will be joyful, for you are my God.
And joy is the essence of you.
I'll trust you completely, no matter the cost.
For you are the essence of truth.
Well, like Ani said, we're going to get to meet another member of the Judd family, and also my father, who became a grandfather for the very first time, and this is my dad Warren and my little boy Jeremy.
Hi, sweetie.
He loves the taste of microphones. Whoever has the yellow mic next, I'm very sorry.
I think it's Dell.
We'll give him back to Grandma now.
I know a lot of the things that we do are contemporary, but we figure we're in the South, and so we're going to do it like the Southerners do. And if we're having church here in the South, you'll probably hear something that sounds a little more like this.
In the harvest field, now ripen, there's a work for all to do. And hark, the master's voice is calling to the harvest, calling you. Does the place
you're called to labor seem so small or little known? Well, it is great if God is in it, and He won't forsake His own.
Little is much when God is in it.
And when the conflict here has ended, and our race on earth is run, well, He will say, if you've been faithful. Child, welcome.
Well, it's not an easy road. We are traveling to heaven, for many are the thorns on the way. It's not an easy road, but our Savior is with us, and it's His presence that gives us joy every day.
Sing along.
No, no, it's not an easy road. No, no, it's not an easy road. But Jesus walks beside me and brightens the journey and lightens every heavy load.
It's not an easy road. There are trials and troubles, and many are the dangers we meet. But Jesus guards and keeps, so that nothing can harm us, and smooths the rugged path for our feet.
No, no, it's not an easy road. No, no, it's not an easy road. But Jesus walks beside me and brightens the journey and lightens every heavy load.
Though I am often footsore and weary from travel, though I am often bowed down with care, well, a better day is coming, when home in all the glory will rest in perfect peace over there.
No, no, it's not an easy road. No,
we have Mary Lou Luthus, who is going to sing a solo, but she's gathered around her some other beautiful ladies, some gifted. You've heard of the Dixie Chicks? These are not the Dixie Chicks. These are the Veggie Chicks. God bless you. Here you go. Come on. Sing to us. Sing to us.
Boaz out walking his land, when he saw Ruth, he
You know, I have a bit of a different heritage than probably most of you folks. I'm the only person in my family that's in the church. And I just want to tell each one of you folks that for those of us that go home after the lights fade and the music hushes, it's a good feeling to be here, to have the encouragement of folks like Carol and the Drapers and Sandy and the harps. I mean, the list can go on. Each one of you, you have no idea. You have no idea what it means to those of us that have had struggles with our families, times of heartache. It means a lot, and you'll never know until we get to heaven. I thank you very much for that.
Supply there is To tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do.
No one. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me till someday I see his blessed face on high.
Dell, you surprised us. That Lord surprised her too. You know, I've been blessed to have my kids, my children, travel with me over the past 30 years. And Valerie was, you were about six or seven, weren't you, when we started?
10.
You were 10, right. That's what I said. You were 10. And Greg was 12, I think that's what it was.
11.
Oh. Greg was 11. That's what I said. Greg was 11. And he was back in the sound and running the sound. Right, Val?
Yes.
Am I right there? Okay, good. But I've been blessed to have my kids with me. And it's a privilege for me to invite my daughter to come now to sing a duet with me. So, Val, won't you come? I'm so happy to have a daughter that keeps Dad straight. And, you know, as I look over the choir here, there's been so many that have sung with the Heritage Singers. And so on the last part of this song, we want you all to come down and sing with us, okay? Well, let's sing this song together, shall we?
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to
follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back.
The world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me,
cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back. Lord, I'm going.
Thank you.